Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to you all and welcome. It's my great pleasure to welcome you all here for the start of this 2 days of discussion on the relationship between intellectual property and various areas of public policy. And we're starting this morning with a special program on the needs of the visually impaired and the challenges that those needs present for intellectual property. You can see before you a website which we have started at WIPO under the name of Vision IP, VIP, visually impaired persons, visionip.com, which will act as a vehicle for demonstrating the commitment of WIPO to this very, very important issue. As you know, it's an issue that has been driven by the member states. It features in the discussions of our Standing Committee on Copyright and Related Rights. And we're going to hear this morning from a number of distinguished persons who are very much involved in this issue and in WIPO's initiative with respect to it. I'd like to start by introducing Ambassador Swashbhorn Singh, who is an honorary advisor to the Director General of WIPO on WIPO's Visually Impaired Persons Initiative. And Ambassador Singh is going to introduce the salient issues for us. Ambassador Singh, you have the floor.